looks like a clinic on how not to do things on the baseball field.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz. Brought to you by Big Y Grocery Store, T-Mobile, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Integrity from Marvin Windows and Doors, TestTrips.com, Acura of Auburn, Anderson McQuay, Direct Federal Credit Union, Gravely Lawnmowers, AceTicket.com, WFXD-TV, and Mohegan Sun. Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's not related to the elbow.
No. Well, as in now, no.
Yeah, and it must not be connected to the cold either, because there was the cold night was the time. There's no weather issue with this then.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's going through tests today. We'll have more probably after the game or tomorrow.
What's your level of concern on him?
I was concerned when I heard about it on Sunday, about this start. So for me, obviously, his health is most important, and the more we know about this situation, the better it's going to be for him and obviously for his team.
Brad, Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe.
Jimmy loves that drop, doesn't he? Loves it.
Roger, Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe.
So again, whether it's Roger Goodell, Brad Stevens, doesn't matter. Shaughnessy's always
on the spot. Oh, my God, I'd rather stick needles in my eyes.
617-779-0985 is the phone number here on the Baseball Reporter. Jimmy Stewart, we can open up the phones right away. The intention on the program tonight was to talk about the importance of this series with the Red Sox and the Yankees, get to some other issues with the team, specifically Jackie Bradley, the catching situation, second base, the lack of offense at the bottom of the lineup. But more importantly, in the big picture analysis, these games between the Red Sox and the Yankees. That was the primary objective, which we're still going to get to. But out of New York tonight, we had breaking news earlier in the day, just a little while ago, really, about a half hour ago, maybe, Murray?
Yeah.
A little more than that. The Red Sox announcing that David Price has been scratched from his scheduled start tomorrow night against the Yankees. He has returned to Boston and has actually undergone testing already, or is undergoing it at the moment, based on what Alex Cora said over at Yankee Stadium. And so there is a certain concern, obviously, but also a lack of clarity regarding David Price's immediate future with the Red Sox. And if you remember, this all goes back to that game against New York when Price went out to the mound and pitched one inning, gave up four runs, including another home run to Gary Sanchez, returned to the dugout, and then after the game was there to answer questions, indicating that he had numbness in his pitching hand and that it was a problem that he had encountered in cold weather before. This is something we spoke with Alex Cora about when we interviewed him earlier in the year. All of that. Now Price is going back to Boston, and if you're asking me, this is bad news. This is bad news. Numbness in the pitching hand is almost never good, okay? Almost never good. Now, I suppose it could be something like compression of a nerve that's causing some tingling, but if you look at Price's performance and his numbers, the thing that should be the dead giveaway is the walks. The walks. He's walked 13 guys in his last 23 innings. That's an average of over 5 per 9. David Price, whether you love him or hate him, does not walk 5 batters per 9 innings. The guy lives in the strike zone, sometimes too much, and he catches too much of the plate. But he lives in the strike zone. So that and the diminished velocity that we saw in his last outing when Texas absolutely bashed him last week. And Murray, if you remember when we sat here, I said to you, that game looks horrible on paper. That was a disaster waiting to happen, and it might have been even worse in retrospect, given what we now know about the Price injury. So here's what we're going to do, because this is all pretty fresh here in the last little bit, okay? We're going to play for you it's about a minute and a half or so of how this all sort of unfolded at Yankee Stadium, and how Cora announced the news, and the give and take that it took place between reporters and Cora once they became aware that David Price has been scratched. So Jimmy Stewart, our producer, go ahead and play.
Yankee Star?
No. It was Sunday, and yesterday he came here and just got treatment through a little bit, and we decided it was better for him to go back to Boston, check it out, and go from there. As you know, for me, you know, we've been taking care of these guys from day one.
Yeah.
Spring training, the first month of the season, and as soon as I heard what was going on, I think we're better off for him to see what's going on, do more tests, and go from there and make a decision. I'm not saying that he will miss the next start or there's a DL situation here, but obviously, you know, we want to make sure what's going on with him.
It's not related to the elbow?
No. Well, as in now, no.
Yeah, and it must not be connected to the cold either, because there was the cold night was the time. There's no weather issue with this then.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's going through tests today. We'll have more probably after the game or tomorrow.
What's your level of concern on him?
I was concerned when I heard about it on Sunday, about this start. So for me, obviously, his health is most important, and the more we know about this situation, the better it's going to be for him and obviously for his team.
Okay, so Jimmy, if I'm sort of putting you on the spot here, but if you could do me a favor, if we could go back and isolate the middle of it, where Shaughnessy says to him, is this related to the elbow? And Cora says, no, and then catches himself and says, as of now, no. Okay, so to me, that part of the answer is the one that should concern you the most. And it also gives you some indication as to what the Red Sox are thinking. The Red Sox look at it and say, we think it's related to his elbow. We just don't have the evidence to prove it yet, right? So, because again, Cora instinctively caught himself and said, not yet.
It's not related to the elbow?
No. Well, as of now, no.
Yeah.
As of now, no. Okay, as of now, no. So, to me, look, Cora's no fool. We all know what's going on here. This guy's got a bad elbow. And it looked good at the end of last year. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's something completely benign that's just weird and will go away. I doubt it, but I'm trying to give you every scenario. And I will tell you, me personally, what I always fear when I hear a pitcher having numbness in his pitching hand is like a blood clot. Didn't David Cohn have like an aneurysm in his shoulder or something like that? Like, there are all these kinds of crazy things that happen to pitchers' arms that can create numbness in the hand. And most of them aren't good. Most of them are not good. And so the question then becomes, how much of a loss is David Price for the Red Sox? Because if he's the guy that has pitched over the last five outings, you'll be better with him out of the rotation, not worse. And Price in his last five games really has been dreadful. The ERA is in the eights. Again, he's walked five guys per nine innings. He's getting hit hard. Didn't have a ton on the ball in the last start against Texas. And frankly, I don't think he's had great stuff. The game in Anaheim was okay, but he couldn't harness it. And so Price has been all over the map to me here now for a little bit. And the numbers bear it out. Again, his overall ERA is over five. And so it certainly appears that what was a strength in the Red Sox rotation may now be an issue. What do you got, Murray?
So you were right. David Cohn had an aneurysm back in 1996. Near his right armpit. But what are is this something that guys can typically bounce back from? I mean, even if they had a long surgery and a long recovery?
It depends. I'm just telling you that it's not.
What are some other comps that come to mind?
Well, I throw aneurysm out there, but aneurysm, blood clot. Sometimes if it's a blood clot, they can give you blood thinners and you're okay, right? So it depends. And I'm throwing all kinds of crazy stuff out there. No one knows that this is what it is.
Right.
I'm just telling you, I hear numbness. And my wheels start spinning with this sort of thing. It could just be related to his elbow, in which case that's not good either. Price is going to be shut down for a while, is what I'm telling you. The Red Sox haven't put him on the DL yet. And Cora said, we haven't made any determination on the start beyond this one. But given what's going on with Price and the way he's pitching, Pomeranz has not looked great. And I mean the stuff. I'm not talking about the results. Pomeranz hasn't been right since spring training. He's thrown in the high 80s. Okay, so you add all that up, and I'm starting to worry a little bit about the Red Sox pitching staff.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We have the Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporters. Tony Mazzarotta, show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Line drive. Martinez can't get it. It's past him. A run is in. The Shield scores. Shin-Soo Choo rounding. He will score. Mazzara has been a very good RBI man the last couple of seasons, and he's just driven in two more.
Fastball command. That was one of the better changeups I've had, you know, so far this year. Just, you know, commanding my cutter to my glove side wasn't really there. Just, I didn't command the baseball very well.
So that's Price from last week after the game in Texas where he got absolutely rocked. And again, we've only had a limited number of baseball reporters here in the last week or so because with the Bruins and Celtics both making, what can call them playoff runs this spring, the the program hasn't been on every night. We've been on early some nights. We've been off entirely on others, or you know, so all of that. But that was Price from last week. Again, couldn't command the baseball. And to me, that is what has stuck out with Price over the last five starts. We learned tonight from Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, that David Price will not pitch tomorrow night. He has returned to Boston to undergo testing because he still has numbness, tingling, call it whatever you want, in his pitching hand. The sensation is not right there. He's not feeling the ball properly. And so Price has come back to Boston. He's being examined. I would highly anticipate that in the next day or two, David Price is going to go on the disabled list. And then we'll get some clarification here. I wouldn't expect it right away, especially if it's bad, because I think the Red Sox are going to try to get there'll be a second opinion and an assessment, all kinds of stuff. So this could go on a little bit. 617-779-0985, but the news is not good. Nonetheless, the games go on, and they're in New York for a three-game series. Brian is in a car. Brian, what do you got?
Tony, you disappoint me, brother. Where's cynical Tony?
Why do I disappoint you?
I can't believe that you're talking about elbows and fingertips.
You think it's his head?
Why are you talking about his head? Forget Dr. James Andrews. He needs Dr. Frazier Crane.
Murray, you in agreement there? You think the problem's between his ears?
Maybe, but I don't know. I mean, for him to have gone in the tank after his first couple of starts, I have to think it's something physical, and he's got the unique elbow, so I think it's more physical than it is mental.
So, Brian, look, you want to tell me that he's the kind of guy that's weak mentally and can't necessarily deal with it the way that other people do? I probably would agree with you. But beyond that, do you think there's a real physical problem or no?
No.
You don't?
Look at the track record. Postseason, cold weather, Yankees, Astros sick. Where does it end?
Okay, so look, you're entitled to think that. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just telling you I think it's real. Because guys that have the elbow problem that he had last spring typically don't recover and get thrown 96 in the late in the season. Sooner or later, that thing goes, and you have to have surgery or something. So, again, and I don't know that it's related to the elbow, but that comment that we played for you from Cora, where Dan Shaughnessy has that little exchange where he asked Cora, is this related to the elbow? I think speaks for itself.
It's not related to the elbow?
No. Well, as of now, no.
Yeah.
Again, as of now, no. So even Cora caught himself. We don't know that yet. It's almost as if he's saying, we don't know that yet, but I think it's going there. Right? And again, you know, maybe Cora's just being honest, but how do you not put it together with the elbow? How do you not? It's the most obvious thing. Sometimes it's not that complicated. And more importantly, if you want to tell me you think Price is a head case, of course, yes. But if you've watched him pitch at all here in the last month, really, or close to it, 3 or 4 weeks, he's not a guy who walks 5 batters per inning. It's just not who he is. He leaves pitches out over the plate, and he gets hit. He doesn't walk 5 guys per 9. Ryan's in Redding. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Tony. The last guy stole my thunder, but I still have to go on this rant right now. I mean, this guy's a big, sad mess. He's afraid to pitch in the Bronx. He's afraid to give up about 4 bombs before most of us even get home from work. He has no fight in him. He's got no dog in him. He's afraid to be outside of his comfort zone, and I'm done with him. So get him out of the rotation. We don't need him. See ya.
Okay, well, look, I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think you have to worry about it. And again, maybe I'm the idiot. Maybe I'm dumb for not sitting here and saying, oh, it's between his ears. He's fine. But I do think something's wrong with the guy. I do.
And if it was just mental and he didn't want to pitch, then they wouldn't have sent him back to Boston. Believe me, I'm quick to bash this guy as anybody else. But yeah, when they're doing that, they're sending him back for an MRI. Doesn't that just prove it's more than a mental issue with him?
Murray, I questioned the night it happened whether or not it was cold weather. Like when they came out and said it was cold weather that night. I remember saying at the time, that doesn't sound right.
No, and it didn't make sense considering how well he pitched in the first home game this year at Fenway, where it felt like mid-January.
I mean, to me, that cold weather thing felt like they were covering something up. Like there was more going on there than the Red Sox wanted to admit. And Price stayed in the rotation. He kept on pitching, although they did wait, if you remember. They bumped him out of the homestand, and they didn't pitch him until he got to Anaheim. But even in that Anaheim game, I think he went five innings and walked four. He won the game, but he wasn't great in that one either. They just it got hidden a little bit and got glossed over because, if you remember, they kicked the crap out of the Angels all three nights. I think they won the games like 10-2, 9-0, and 8-1, or something like that.
Yeah, none of them are close.
I mean, it was one blowout after the next.
10-1, 9-0, 8-2.
Okay, so there you go. Drew is in Grafton. Drew, go.
Hey, Tony. So tonight, obviously, we're going to be worried about runs, not defense. I don't know why on God's green earth this guy's got Jackie Bradley in there over Mitch Moreland, because that's essentially the switch. So you basically half the average of the individual you're putting in there, and you're putting in just a stiff who can play defense. It's mind-boggling. And Cora's not going to have to make many decisions tonight. He's probably going to be down 10 runs early. But this is one that he can affect before the game starts.
Okay, so Drew, I'm with you. I think you're dead on. When I look at the lineup, I was eager to see what the lineup looked like tonight because I thought they were going to change it. Based on some of the comments I saw over the last few days of Cora saying that Mitch Moreland was putting pressure on him for more playing time and that Jackie Bradley, as we all know, has not been hitting. They haven't been getting anything out of the bottom third of the order. I thought, well, here you go. They'll get to New York. They'll put J.D. Martinez in right field because we know they're not putting him in left at Yankee Stadium because he's not going to cover that ground. Betts would play center field again for a night, not as a regular thing. Moreland would be at first. Hanley's your DH. Here you go. And Bradley's in the lineup again. And if you think these games aren't important, boy, are you wrong. I know it's easy to look at a game on May 8th and say it's May. We haven't even hit Mother's Day yet. And you're going to tell me this is an important series? And my answer is yes. And here's why. Since the Red Sox and Yankees last played, the Red Sox have gone 15-7. And they've lost 3.5 games in the division. The Yankees have gone 18-3. More importantly, if you take out that series from the beginning of the year, where the Red Sox took 2 out of 3, they have the exact same record. I think they're both 23-8. Against everybody else. 23-8 against everybody else. And so it should occur to you that if they're going to beat up on what is a weak American League, and they might, they both might, with or without David Price, then the winner of the head-to-head games or the winner of the head-to-head series might win the division. Otherwise, you could be faced, not might, probably will win the division. And you could be faced with a scenario in which you win 97 games, 98, dare I say 101, and finish second and have to play a one-game play-in against, I don't know, the Angels, and Shohei Ohtani's going against you. And I know you think Ohtani sucks, but just work with me and understand the point.
Well, we beat him.
You're in a one-game playoff against a team that might have one good pitcher. What if you have to play, I don't know, what if Cleveland falls into second place? Not that that's going to happen because the league smells. But you get the idea. You don't want to play that play-in game. Especially with the history of your starting pitching in October. So the series means something. I don't love the lineup tonight either. I don't. Bradley, to me, should be on the bench. I don't understand what people's obsession is with Jackie Bradley. Although, I will say, on some level, I knew Cora was going to play him tonight. It's a big center field at Yankee Stadium. They're going to put an emphasis on the defense, and so Bradley's in there. But really? Those at-bats should be going to Mitch Moreland right now, and in the long term, I'd give him to Blake Swihart. I'd put Swihart in left field. I would. So we'll see how the series goes. But to me, the Red Sox, there's a lot to gain in these games with the Yankees, and there's a lot to lose, too.
The Baseball Reporter's Tony Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub. This is the Baseball Reporter's.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Maserati, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Swung on. There it goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning walk-off three-run home run. Gary Sanchez, the Sanchino, drills a long game-winning three-run home run in the bottom of the ninth, and the Yankees win the ball game 4-3.
1-2. Looped into right center field. That is a base hit. The Yankees win. Miguel Andujar with a walk-off single, and the Yankees win 7-6.
The pitch swung on and hit in the air to center field and deep. Allen back, away back, on the track, at the wall. It's gone into the Yankee bullpen. It is a walk-off, ninth inning, one out, three-run home run by Gleyber Torres. It is Gleyber Day, and he is the Gleyber of the month. And the Yankees continue to keep on keeping on. They've won six straight. They've won 15 out of 16.
So all three of those wins we just played for you there by the Yankees, walk-offs. They've had three walk-off wins already. The Yankees have tied for second most in Major League Baseball. Only the Cardinals have had more to date. And the Yankees have had nine come-from-behind wins. You heard John Sterling say there. They've won 15 out of 16, 18-3 since they left Boston. New York's rolling. I mean, they are. They are rolling. And so whatever lead the Red Sox had when that series ended is effectively now gone. And I mean that series when they played the first time. Boston was 17-2 to start the year. The Yankees, I think, were 6-7 after their first 13. Since then, New York has gone 18-3. They've matched your 17-2 for all intents and purposes. And so here you go. You're a game apart. And now David Price is out of this series. Who knows when he's coming back? I always worry about numbness in the hand. That's always a bad one. That's a bad sign. You know, unless a guy just, like, slept on his arm wrong or something, that one doesn't feel good.
Yeah, then they call that the stranger.
And Murray, you know what happens whenever there's an injury and we start talking about symptoms? Who calls? Experts.
Oh, right, yeah. Right? I remember one time when I was pitching in college and I had numbness.
So we'll give this a try, but Nick is in Quincy. Nick, what do you got?
Hey, guys, I'm not a self-proclaimed expert. I just wanted to chime in. I don't think that it's likely related to the elbow. When you think about what Price has been doing over the last couple of games, losing control of his cutter, and he's been staying away from his curveball. He's throwing like 4 to 7% or something like that. Those are going to be more things that aren't related to the nerve on the inside of that elbow there. The numbness is going to be either a vessel or a nerve, and if it's not that nerve on the inside of the elbow, you start to think higher up the arm, either in the neck or in the shoulder, i.e. our friend Tyler Thornburg there with the thoracic outlet syndrome. So could be something like that. Hopefully not. But
so, Nick, are you a doctor?
I'm a physical therapist.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Look, this is the type of stuff, though. I'm telling you, I worry about numbness in the fingers. The thoracic outlet syndrome crossed my mind, too. And I thought, what are the chances this guy has a bad elbow and thoracic outlet syndrome? Like, but then again, I think that's what happened with Tyler Thornburg, and he's going to be coming back soon. So we'll see. Look, I know everybody loves to beat the crap out of Price. He brings a lot of it on himself. We all know that. I have a hard time believing he's making this up so that he doesn't have to face Gary Sanchez? I mean, do we think that little of him, really? That he would come up with a fake injury again so that he didn't have to face the Yankees? I find that one hard to believe. I do. Brian's in Reading. Brian, go.
Hey, Tony, I just actually want to say I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit. You had Cora on probably about a week or so after Price had that first episode, and you were grilling him with questions. Obviously, you had done some research on what Price was saying that syndrome was. Cora had no idea. If that was an actual thing, they would have checked with the medical staff. The medical staff would have had all the information to the manager. They made it up to feed a line. This guy has elbow problems. He had numbness in his hand. It comes from the elbow. And just like you said, his performance the last month, you can see his control's off. That last call just cited he's thrown less curveballs, which to me tells me his elbow is bothering him. You were dead on with this from the beginning.
Well, look, Brian, I'm not going to sit here and pat myself on the back over it. I just, when he left that game against the Yankees and they said it was cold and he had no feeling in his hand, I smelled a rat. That one I sort of said, no way. No way. Then I started hearing about this crazy syndrome everybody talks about. And, you know, so who the hell knows? I don't know what it is. All I'm telling you is watch him pitch. Okay, watch him pitch. He doesn't miss like he's missed. He just doesn't miss the strike zone like that. Greg's in Woburn. Go, Greg.
Hey, all right, I'm going to preface it right away. I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to diagnose the guy. But I heard on Zone Beetle the other day, they took a caller who apparently coaches quarterbacks, and he was claiming that there's a finger numbness or tingling, whatever, that can arise from anxiety. So it's not his elbow. It's not his shoulder. Keep going up. It's in his head, just like we all know. He's in his contract year. He knows he has to pitch well. He's obviously, I think, had a bad history with this Yankees lineup. He wants no part of going into the Bronx and getting absolutely schwacked again.
Okay, so Greg, but it happened with him in the bullpen yesterday. So what's he getting anxious in the bullpen now? I mean, he's had other bullpen outings, and they didn't have to cut those short, at least to the best of our knowledge. So it's just because they're going to New York and he's getting nervous and he's in the bullpen? I mean, look, you might be right. Maybe it is like psychosomatic. I don't know what the hell's going on between the guy's ears. But what I do know is that he had to shut it down last spring with a bad elbow, and now he's having problems again. And should anybody be really surprised if it is the elbow and he has to have surgery? Is that really going to surprise you? Because it's not going to surprise me.
It shouldn't.
So, now look, the guy is what he is in terms of, you know, a head case. Okay? He never should have come here. That horse has left the barn. But it felt to me like somebody got hold of him over the winter. And someone said to Price, you're stuck in Boston. You're stuck there. So make the best of it. Okay? Make the best of it. And he came in with what felt like it was a better attitude. He had a good spring. He got off to a good start with the season. Then came the game against the Yankees. And since that time, he has an ERA over 8. And he's walking 5 guys per 9 innings. So I know you think he's a bum and you hate his guts. Fine, I understand it. I do. I think the guy's legitimately hurt. So the question is how bad? And I'm worried about Pomeranz on top of it. So you're starting pitching, your big edge in starting pitching? You should be worried about it. Right now, as we're going to do every Tuesday, the first 5 callers to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. You'll have the chance to participate in Trivia Tuesdays. You answer 3 baseball questions correctly. You'll score a $100 gift card for Seasons 52 Wine Bar and Grill. And you'll be automatically entered for overnight trip to see Boston play New York in September. That will include round-trip train tickets on Amtrak, travel for 2, tickets to the game, one-night hotel. It's a good deal. Okay, again, 617-931-0985. We'll take the first 5 callers or until we get a winner. That's next.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. From the field.
You're the one who threw the pitch.
To the clubhouse.
They're a reliever short.
To the corner office.
That sends all the wrong messages.
We have the Sox covered.
Because that's the way I look at it.
The Baseball Reporters on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Trivia Tuesday on the Baseball Reporter. This is where your baseball knowledge can lead to fabulous prizes. And now, here's your host, Tony Mazzarotti.
Okay, so I'm going to have to explain this again, Murray. Again, we'll be doing this every Tuesday, okay? Every Tuesday during the baseball season at the end of the show. If you answer 3 straight questions correctly, you will score a $100 gift card for Seasons 52 Wine Bar and Grill, and you will be automatically entered for an overnight trip to see Boston play in New York in September. 2 round-trip tickets on Amtrak, a night's hotel stay, and obviously tickets to the game, and you know we'll make a nice little trip out of it for you. And so you win in the short term, we'll give you a gift card, and in the long term, you get entered for the chance to win the trip. And I do a poor job of explaining this every week, Mari.
Well, this is only the second week.
Exactly. So I'm 2 for 2. So it's a maximum of 5 callers, and we play until someone gets...
Nope.
No, let me rephrase. It's a maximum of 5 callers or until someone wins. Okay, so if someone wins on the first call, that's it, we're done. If no one wins in 5 calls, we're done.
All right.
Okay, everybody got that?
Got it.
Do I sound like Ed Hockley explaining the NFL overtime rules?
Little verbose.
Okay, so there we go. So we'll kick it off tonight with Mike in a truck. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, here we go. Now, look, I got to put a little time limit on you, too, so you can't hem and haw. I don't want you looking up the answers on your phone.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Game 6 of the 1975 World Series. Carlton Fisk won it with a home run. What was the final score of the game?
Oh, jeez. I wasn't even alive in 1976. I'm going to say 3-2.
Incorrect. Okay, so Mike's out.
Yeah.
Jimmy, is that a new sound effect?
That's a time's expired.
Okay, so our second caller, our second contestant is Jack in Andover. And again, if you want to get in line, 617-931-0985 is the contest line. Jack is in Andover. Jack, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I don't know how old you are, but in the American League Championship Series in 1986, Dave Henderson hit one of the most dramatic home runs in Red Sox history. The Red Sox were about to lose in 5 games. Henderson extended the series. They came back and won. What was the final score of that game?
8-7.
Oh, good guess, but wrong. It's a good guess. Also 7-6. Also 7-6. So, Jimmy, could you drop him, please? For some reason, I don't have access to all the buttons on my call screen. So, we'll now move on to the third caller. Glenn is in Natick. Glenn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. So, here you go. Well, I'll ask you something a little more recent because it seems like these guys are struggling a little with some of the older ones.
All right.
Excluding 2013, leaving out 2013, when is the last time the Red Sox won a playoff series?
Uh, 2007
is incorrect. Incorrect. And you know, Jimmy, I told myself last week if you could drop him as well. I'm not supposed to give you the answers because I might use the question again in a subsequent week. So that was a mistake.
It's a work in progress.
Are these questions too hard?
Some of them seem pretty difficult, but it's a good prize.
Like the final score questions are too hard, aren't they?
Yeah, way too hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten either of those.
Jimmy, let's do an audio clue, shall we? Can we do an audio clue? Let me know when you're ready, Jimmy. Jimmy is ready. Garrett is in Burlington. Garrett, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Who said this?
The clubhouse is my house. If you sneak into my house and I don't know who you are, I'll shoot you.
Who's that, Garrett?
Come on.
Pedro? I don't know.
All right, there we go. All right, we got one right answer. Nice job. Pedro Martinez is correct. That was Pedro. Boy, the fact that you labored over that one, Garrett, makes me worry about you, pal. Okay, how old are you? Can I ask that?
33.
You're 33?
Yeah.
Okay. The Red Sox won their home opener this year on a walk-off hit. Okay, it was their first walk-off win in the home opener since 1998 when Mo Vaughn hit a grand slam. Who hit the walk-off hit this year? Jimmy, we need some music or something, you know? Garrett, I need an answer.
All right.
Yeah, you know what? I got to let you go because you're looking it up on your phone. Hanley Ramirez. Hanley Ramirez.
It's the best out of time. You've run out of time sound effect ever.
All right, we're down to Ed. Ed is our fifth and final caller. Ed, you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. There is a red seat. I can't believe I'm asking you people this. There is a red seat in the right field bleachers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
Go ahead.
What did he say? should we let him stay?
No,
he's gone.
Screw him.
All right, you gotta go. He's out.
It's a red seat. Yeah, the pesky pole.
I thought I made so the score questions, Murray, are too hard.
Yeah, okay? Way too hard.
They're too hard. I just think like
Jimmy, give me that party sound effect one more time. I need it. Yeah.
What's that from? Like Ninja Warrior or American Ninja or something?
Oh, it's like I just needed something distinctive to defer from an incorrect answer.
Oh my god, that's absolutely priceless.
Like every corny club DJ.
So what's
up, people?
So last week we had a winner, right?
Right, yeah.
The guy won. At this rate, he's going to get the trip. Holy crap. Wow, that guy had to think on that Pedro cut?
There was a red seat. Pesky Paul.
Oh, that is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of